Speaking of celebrities, Norm Macdonald passed away yesterday.
Yeah, he's dead.
He is. There was nothing normal about him. He died at the age of 61. He had a 9-year battle with cancer. Some of the people that have reached out and talked about him, he was so beloved in the industry as a comedian. And I talked about this before we started the show today, that the loss of life of comedians is so weird because we want to think we know these celebrities, and we always think that funny people or people that entertain us are always funny.
Right.
I played golf with a lot of celebrities, Ron White, Rodney Carrington, Norm Macdonald, Paul Reiser came and did my show several times before he started Mad About You. We always had those moments where they come in the studio and we go, is there anything you want us to set you up with?
Y'all were very transparent. Like,
and of course, when you say you have, you know, Louis Anderson, whoever, on your show, people expect to laugh. They're like, oh, I love Sam Kinison, or I love, Jerry Seinfeld, or whoever. It's going to be funny. And so if you'd say, set me up, and they say, no, I'm good, that meant they were either going to take it and run with it.
Yes.
Or they weren't going to be necessarily funny. Then, of course, you put the radio aspect of it where we're trying to push it along, but then there's always a radio person that thinks they're funnier than the comedian that ruins the whole thing, and it would be really uncomfortable. Some of the most interesting conversations we've had with comedians is where they're not funny at all.
Yeah.
And I know people don't like that because when you say you have Norm Macdonald coming up on your show, you're expecting him to deadpan and do his shtick. And so sometimes it was kind of like, and you try to find that funny in between where you could actually talk about some topics and they go off and be funny and they were, but again, it was 6:30 in the morning and most comedians aren't morning people. But I've been on enough comedians and I reached out or I wanted to reach out to Bruce Ayers and talk to him about it because he's been in the mix of it more so than any person I know on the face of this earth because he runs the comedy club Stardom. Funny people have this inordinate, wonderful gift of being funny on demand, and they have a gift to do it. You can't teach funny. You just can't. Mm-hmm. I've seen 3 or 4 of my good friends say they want to be comedians, and they've taken classes, and they've taken acting, and they try to get their setting down and their timing and all that stuff, and again, it just doesn't happen. And then you see people, it's like people who just pick up the guitar and start to play.
That's right.
There's some people that can just get up there, and normally it is surrounded by tragedy in their lives. Mm-hmm. Comedians are great at taking really, really sad situations and turning mm-hmm. them into funny things. Norm Macdonald was certainly one of those guys. And I remember him on Saturday Night Live, and one of the reasons he got fired was because of all the jokes he did about O.J. Simpson. And O.J. Simpson was a friend of one of the producers from the show. And so there was this weird, stop with the O.J. Simpson stuff. But the fans loved it. He kept talking about him being a murderer. And so he got thrown off the show. But again, you go out with these people, and I played golf with them, and I've had dinner with them after shows and stuff. And it's not that you want to be entertained because they're not on stage. It'd be like me going out and having dinner with Damon Johnson and going, hey, break out your guitar in the middle of salad. Like, dude, I'm not working. You know, he is so encrusted and enthralled into classic rock. You'd have a conversation with him.
Right.
It's also highly competitive.
Yeah.
Because every comedian, they're up there applauding for the opening act, but it's the opening act.
That's right.
Because you're opening for me.
It's no different, right? It's no different than music.
But everyone, and no one wants to follow someone that just killed it.
Because
they're like,
not.
Okay, but that's why you have opening acts. You hope that the opening act is pretty funny, the next guy is really funny, and then you go up there and you knock it out.
Well, you talk about that in music all the time.
Yeah, you don't want to have...
Who was it? You told that story.
Def Leppard, Billy Squier.
That was it.
One of the first shows I saw at Dayton Flyer Arena. More people were there for Def Leppard than they were for Billy Squier, and Billy Squier was a headliner. And he even came out and said, holy shit, man, that band just got after it. You could tell he was like, and part of the crowd left because they were there just to see Def Leppard. It doesn't happen a lot. It was one of those situations where they got on the tour, they got the tour ticket,
and
then exploded Hootie and the Blowfish. They played the Five Points Music Hall after they had already sold 4 million albums. It was part of the contract. They did it. I saw Buck Cherry open up for Bob Seger several years back, and we had a bone box down at the BJCC, and that's when Buck Cherry just exploded.
Right.
And they certainly brought a much different crowd than a Bob Seger crowd.
Interesting.
It was. They were on the same label.
Oh, is that why?
Buck Cherry was coming up. Bob's like, let's do it, you know, and so it was just it was kind of strange. You had your Buck Cherry fans, and then you had your Bob Seger fans who were
that's
really laid
weird.
Back.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's a very strange combination.
It was.
You rarely see that.
Mm. Anyway, comedians, a lot of comedians, Howie Mandel, Sam Kennison, Bobcat Goldthwait, they all have this vernacular gait of this weird thing that they do.
Who's the most normal? I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. That sounds bad from the psychologist.
No, there's a lot of Jim Gaffigan. They all use this thing where they change their voices a little bit.
Yeah. And well, it's method, right?
It is, and they're not like that in real life when you're talking to them. Jim Gaffigan, oh, look at that. You don't see it. But it's an act and it's entertainment. But again, we expect people just to be funny, comedians to be funny. Just, well, he's a funny guy, so I'm sure that he's going to throw some zingers out during the day. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But for the most part, I think most comedians know that they're funny. They don't always have to be on.
Right.
I can only think of one situation where I went out with a comedian that was like so far beyond not funny. And then he got on stage and it was like, okay, I can't believe the stories this guy just told me, and now he's on stage killing it. I mean, it was just like it was the big difference between a job and my real life. And it was like,
was his real life sort of,
oh man, it was
morbid and
tragic.
Well, see, and that make well, it makes sense.
Maybe it was therapeutic for him to get on stage and this thing.
I mean, think about think about many athletes.
Yeah.
Right? Think about many actors. Think about many musicians. You just what you said. It's my escape.
Yeah.
It's where I get to, you know, I get to turn into somebody else. I get to be somebody else. See, I mean,
and be really good at it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway, he was fantastic. I would say that he is maybe just because of the way his demeanor was and the way that he had this Bob Newhart.
I was just gonna say he
just
he
the way he spoke was funny.
Well, and he was a not funny funny guy.
Yeah, there's not a lot of guys, and the old joke is he could read the dictionary and make it funny. He was one of the few guys that could read a dictionary and make it funny and never say anything.
I think it's real interesting when you watch these guys and gals, the crossover when they start doing movies or television, and they have those characters that it starts off as they're the funny person in the movie or the television show. Mm-hmm. Then they become the, you know, caring, witty, sometimes funny and slightly sometimes not. It's almost like a slight I keep thinking Robin Williams was such a great example. You know, he started off all comedian, Mork and Mindy and stuff, you know, and then Mrs. Doubtfire, mm-hmm. right? Absolutely hysterical, but these moments of vulnerability, of not funny.
Oh, yeah.
And then you sort of watched
Awakenings.
That's exactly
great movie. Patch Adams. I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's to me, that's an interesting. It's an interesting transition where you are breaking the mold of how people know you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have it. It's in every area. Think about music. We talk about it all the time. We talk about the Miley Cyrus, right?
Yep.
Gone to Hannah Montana to this. Darius Rucker went from, you know, Taylor Swift, right? Country stars.
Yeah, but they're still music.
Yeah. But it's
an evolution of what they're doing. But it's still
comedians are still performers.
They
they're
are
still performers. It's just changing.
They are, but I mean, it's rare to have one that stays relevant as long as someone like Norm Macdonald did. Now he was doing podcasts and stuff, and I thought his television show was great. It only ran for 3 years, I think it was on ABC. And you know, for every one of those, you got a guy like Jim Carrey, who was as big as
Jim
we've
Carrey,
ever seen, went
example.
Through tragedy in his life. And what happened, man? I mean, he was coming out with a movie every other year, and they were killing it. And you're like, okay. And I mean,
he's a great crossover, right? He's one who's done tons of funny movies, but then has had the more human character. But I think the other thing is, I think like any job, you know, different people reach a peak where there are a point where, okay, I'm done. I'm done for whatever reason. Tragic reason, tired. I feel like I've achieved everything I want. And then you see people who come back.
Yeah.
I mean, a musician, it's so interesting because we look at these people as so different than us, but you can see the common threads to our lives. You know, we talk about they're a celebrity, they live in a fantasy. No, it's different, but the threads are the same. Fears, insecurities, hopes and dreams, dedication, persistence, rejection, relationships, burnout, right? Tragedy.
Yep.
And the only difference is they're navigating it and we get to see parts of it. We don't see all of it, but we get to see parts of it.
Yeah,
Tony Curry story. We could do a whole movie like that.
Well, and that's one of those things where it's, if you ask women, what's the most enduring quality of man? His sense of humor. People love a sense of humor. They love a
sense of humor. You don't have to be a funny person.
No, but if you have a sense of humor, you're considered a funny person. Women love that sense of humor. And it's very endearing to a lot of people because you're the fun guy.
Well, you make a good point. You don't have to be the fun person. You have to have a sense of humor, right? Because that's different. You don't have to be the one who's out partying or doing crazy things, but that ability to make people laugh in the course of normal interaction, right? Stand up is different because
it's very endearing because good comedians can do two things. First of all, they can find humor in even tragedy, and some people don't like that. The other thing is they're very good at self-deprecating.
Yes.
They're very, very good at making themselves look bad for sake of a laugh on everyone else. And that is something that is very attractive. I mean, because we feel like we're one of them.
Well, the other thing that they're very good at, or they can be, because it speaks to what they're trying to do, is paying attention. They're paying attention to the interactions between people. Like that, this is one of the things, like you watch anybody who is really good in sales, any sort of people interaction, and particular communities, they're watching. They're watching for what gets people to laugh and what doesn't get people to laugh. What gets people to laugh in all the different ways, the creepy laugh, the whatever. And if you think about it, if they use that same skill set when they're interacting with you, or a person who is funny is doing that, part of the reason they're doing that is, or part of the reason they're funny is that they're not off in their own world.
Yeah.
They're totally attuned to the conversation, what people are doing, what people are saying, how what they said or did makes, you know, there's a difference between that and the clown who just gets up there and they're in their own world. And people like that irritate the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Because that's not about, then it's not about who you're connecting with. It's only about you. And that's difference because you know what? You're not performing. You're with us.
Yeah. The thing that people need to realize is that, sounds very clear, they're people too.
Well, he better not and have you battled cancer.
If you've ever seen any of these Comedy Central documentaries or whatever about comedians, Chris Farley, we can go on and on and on and on and on. They got the same vices, the same creeps, the same skeletons in the closet that we all have. It's just that they're funny.
Well,
funny. And it sucks because we're watching this documentary on something and we're wanting to be entertained and we're finding out they've been through tragedy, they've been through loss, they've been through divorces, they've been through all these things that mess them up. And yet, you know, it's we want to think that it's more than a job, that it's who they are. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just a job.
But they also talk about it a lot. And we see people do this. This is how they cope.
Yep.
This is how they cope. Again, you think about singer-songwriters. How do they cope? Part of what they do, the outlet is their music. Yeah. I mean, listen, Sigmund Freud talked about this. He talked about the tragedies in our lives and the when we have bad things happen and we have impulses in our lives, we kind of have, you got two choices. One, you take it in a way that's socially appropriate. Two, you bury yourself. So again, a comedian or anybody who maybe was teased as a kid, who wasn't very funny, who was belittled, who was insecure. One way is you go become the class clown, right? Or you become the funny person. Or we've had, you know, in high school, you become the person you find that theatrically you can now play somebody else. That's how you cope with it.
Yep.
The opposite extreme is you become destructive. you get off on the bad track, drugs, all that kind of stuff. How many athletes have said, sports saved my life?
Yeah.
But they all have a choice point. And, mm-hmm. and that's the thing to me that's most interesting.
Jeff Dunham is one of the guys I was pulling up. He's got a documentary that's been running on the Comedy Central for like the last 2 or 3 years. Found out, I guess, before he went on stage, one of the most incredible, highest paid ventriloquists on the face of the earth. He grew up doing dolls like when he was 4 or 5 years old. He's got a house full of these dummies and stuff. It's an amazing story. It's really funny. But then he went through a really, really messy divorce and it messed him up. I mean, to the point where he's finding out right before he gets on stage that all these things are happening, and he actually enacted it into his act. To where it was kind of funny, but it was kind of like, wow, in perspective, it was kind of like, wow, I can't believe he fought through this. And then obviously he came out the other side and he's doing real well and remarried and everything else. But yeah, they're normal people. And Norm Macdonald was pretty much the same way, but he's funny. I was watching Norm Macdonald videos last night for like an hour and a half. You know, he was on Conan O'Brien all the time. He was the last comedian that was on the David Letterman show late night with David Letterman. And he was also the first comedian, I believe, was on his show. And I could just hear him talk. Just the way he talked. And certainly the Burt Reynolds thing he did on Saturday Night Live on Jeopardy was fantastic. So thoughts and prayers go out to Norm and the comedy world, dead at the age of 61.